Zadanie trzecie.
Today, the TV producer, Jeffrey Drummond, tells us what it was like to work with Julia Child, the woman who taught Americans to cook. Jeffrey, how did you two meet?
In the late 1980s, I produced a TV series called New York's Master Chefs. The idea was to let people take a look in the kitchens of restaurants, where everybody had begun to flock at the time. We needed a host for another series we were going to make, and somebody recommended Julia. I wasn't convinced, so I decided to talk to her. I got invited to the culinary course she was conducting, and one day I popped in for an hour. I was mesmerized because all her charisma I saw on TV came across 10 times more when I saw her live. I knew she was the person I was looking for.
So you talked to Julia and persuaded her to do the series Cooking with MasterChefs with you?
Well, first I told her about my idea for the show. I thought I would travel around the country to see all these chefs, and then Julia would go through the material and make an introduction and some segments. But she made it quite clear that she was going to be a big part of the project, that she would travel and do everything. It surprised me that despite her age, she was in her late 80s then, she insisted on being a full participant. Anything that involved her, she wanted to have a say in it. We immediately started planning the series and the menus.
Do you remember any of her programs in particular?
She made some of them with a famous chef, Jacques Pepin. One time they were making mushrooms stuffed with spinach. She tasted them and said, "Jacques, this spinach tastes a little tough." "Well, it doesn't taste tough to me," he replied, and she just said, "I guess you must have sharper teeth." I also remember when we were at Martha Stewart's house and they were making a cake. Martha's was geometric perfection, and Julia made one which looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I was surprised, but it wasn't an accidental flaw. After the program, Julia told me that she'd wanted to show Martha and the audience that food doesn't have to look perfect and can still be delicious.
And how did Julia prepare for the program?
Before shooting, we would plan the framework of each episode. That is, the stages of making each dish and the time breaks. We organized a kitchen in the basement where some food was prepared, and Julia would go downstairs during the breaks in filming and check everything. And yet, preparing a detailed script was out of the question because she delighted in the unexpected. She loved telling jokes or stories spontaneously, so you'd never know what she was going to do or say next. That was the fun of it for her.
And the last question. How would you describe Julia's legacy?
I think she brought respectability to homemade meals in America. For many people, it was almost as if Julia had given them permission to pursue their dreams and ambitions in the food industry. One of Julia's biggest achievements was the change in the status of a chef from a manual worker to a skilled professional.
Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today, the TV producer, Jeffrey Drummond, tells us what it was like to work with Julia Child, the woman who taught Americans to cook. Jeffrey, how did you two meet?
In the late 1980s, I produced a TV series called New York's Master Chefs. The idea was to let people take a look in the kitchens of restaurants, where everybody had begun to flock at the time. We needed a host for another series we were going to make, and somebody recommended Julia. I wasn't convinced, so I decided to talk to her. I got invited to the culinary course she was conducting, and one day I popped in for an hour. I was mesmerized because all her charisma I saw on TV came across 10 times more when I saw her live. I knew she was the person I was looking for.
So you talked to Julia and persuaded her to do the series Cooking with MasterChefs with you?
Well, first I told her about my idea for the show. I thought I would travel around the country to see all these chefs, and then Julia would go through the material and make an introduction and some segments. But she made it quite clear that she was going to be a big part of the project, that she would travel and do everything. It surprised me that despite her age, she was in her late 80s then, she insisted on being a full participant. Anything that involved her, she wanted to have a say in it. We immediately started planning the series and the menus.
Do you remember any of her programs in particular?
She made some of them with a famous chef, Jacques Pepin. One time they were making mushrooms stuffed with spinach. She tasted them and said, "Jacques, this spinach tastes a little tough." "Well, it doesn't taste tough to me," he replied. And she just said, "I guess you must have sharper teeth." I also remember when we were at Martha Stewart's house and they were making a cake. Martha's was geometric perfection, and Julia made one which looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I was surprised, but it wasn't an accidental flaw. After the program, Julia told me that she'd wanted to show Martha and the audience that food doesn't have to look perfect and can still be delicious.
And how did Julia prepare for the program?
Before shooting, we would plan the framework of each episode. That is, the stages of making each dish and the time breaks. We organized a kitchen in the basement where some food was prepared, and Julia would go downstairs during the breaks in filming and check everything. And yet, preparing a detailed script was out of the question because she delighted in the unexpected. She loved telling jokes or stories spontaneously, so you'd never know what she was going to do or say next. That was the fun of it for her.
And the last question, how would you describe Julia's legacy?
I think she brought respectability to homemade meals in America. For many people, it was almost as if Julia had given them permission to pursue their dreams and ambitions in the food industry. One of Julia's biggest achievements was the change in the status of a chef from a manual worker to a skilled professional.
Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us.